Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
This morning I wanted to share with you guys something that I think is just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. But thanks, Jake. That's my youth student. Yeah, all right. But I'm going to start with a little bit about me, a little bit about Brock Williamson. Some of you may have heard me talk about some of this stuff before. Some of you that know me maybe didn't hear me talk about it, but you're going to hear me talk about it and say, oh, yeah, makes sense. Some of you maybe never heard it, so it's going to be your first time. Well, I am Brock Williamson. That means something. I was raised for that to mean something. Williamson, being a Williamson, is a big deal. It is a very, very big deal. I am blessed to have a father who had a father who had a father where they passed down what it means to be a Williamson. If we were to concoct a Williamson and we're dumping in the ingredients, right? The things that my dad has poured into my life. The first thing I always think of is you got to be tough. Williamsons are tough. You don't complain. You don't whine. You don't cry. It's not what you do. You fall out of a tree and break your back. You crawl to your truck and you crawl across the parking lot in the hospital. You don't call your family, by all means. Some of you are laughing. Some of you are like, I don't know. My dad, let's just say that's a fun story about my dad. You chainsaw your leg open and you grab the duct tape. Grandpa, you knock your front teeth out, and you go to the dentist, and they got to pull the roots out. Oh, no, I don't need the painkiller. That costs too much. Oh, you can't rip them out? I'll rip them out myself. Just get a grip on them, Grandpa. I mean, my goodness. Tough. You got to be tough. That's something you got to pour a whole lot of that in there. I think of common sense. Common sense, that was always a big thing. I remember my dad yelling a lot. Common sense, have common sense. Mostly to my sisters, but you know. I'm kidding, kind of. Common sense was a big deal. It was a very big deal. If you didn't show common sense, oh, we don't need to go into those stories. But a whole lot of that was poured in there. Love. Love was poured in. Hugs. Always never letting an opportunity go by where you, hey, love you. Love you. Oh, I forgot to say I love you, so I'm going to call them quick. Let them know, hey, I love you. Shoot a text. If we forgot to say it, and I would see my mom driving away at school, it was just, we'd throw this up. Man, I love you. She'd throw it back. That's what we did. That was poured into me. Family. You got to throw a big brick of that in there. Family's everything. My dad taught me at a very young age. You never go against the family. That's the Italian in us, or so my dad likes to claim he's Italian. I believe it. I'll believe it. Why not? But you never go against the family. You stand up for one another. You support one another. You encourage one another. You made me so mad, and you drive me up the wall, but I got your back. Always. Family. Faith. faith was super important. Because though I was blessed with a great family, we've had our fair share of hardship and battles that no amount of toughness, common sense, all that, it took faith. My dad poured that into my life, shaped me, taught me. Then throw in a little bit of a, actually this one, they probably, not a little bit, I think somebody accidentally bumped the whole container and dumped it all in there. Competitiveness. Williamsons do not do anything for fun. Winning is fun. That's what I was taught. And in the day and age of participation awards, you may not understand. Understand? I don't understand you. So participation was not an award. It was winning. Second place is just the first loser. That didn't hurt my feelings. That inspired me. That motivated me. That taught me something. Because it wasn't that failure was a mistake. It was an opportunity to learn so that next time I didn't fail. That's why winning was so important. And some of you know me as a very competitive person, so now you maybe understand that. Because, yeah, that wasn't just a pinch. That was somebody knocked the whole thing into... Heart. A Williamson never gives up. That's something my dad would always yell at me. Not yell at me in the sense of it was typically during a sporting event, so that's why it was yelling. It wasn't that he would just sit me down and yell at me. But a Williamson never gives up. Remember running long distance. Pain is weakness leaving the body. Have heart. Stick to it. Play till the end of the game. Don't give up. Keep going, push on. These are all the things that my dad, hard work. Never get caught with your hands in your pockets if somebody next to you is working. No, don't do it. Hard work. Get your hands dirty, get the job done. And you don't stop till the job's done. And you take the time to do the job right. I'm just sharing these things with you, and trust me, it's not just me bragging about Williamson's because I'm leaving out the ingredients that I just don't want to share, okay? Some of those things. Foolishness. Anyway. Impulse. Okay. He gave me all these things, my dad. My mom did too. She taught me a lot. Poured these things into my life. Poured these things into who I became. Now, do we always act the way that we were taught to be? To act the way that we were raised to be? No. We definitely don't. And I definitely don't blame my parents for that one, although Williamson's, yeah. But see, the reason I bring this up is because what was poured into me is what comes out of me. What is poured into our heart in our life is what will come out of us. You cannot pour something out that wasn't poured into you, that wasn't given to you, that wasn't instilled in you. See, my father taught me these things. Do I go a little rogue? Yeah, sometimes. That's why he gets nervous when I preach. It's loose cannon, man. You got to look out. I always tell him whenever he's talking to me about maybe preaching or something like that, and I'm like, let the big dog eat. Not as big as he is, but okay. Anyway, one thing he did not pass down to me yet. That was a joke. It's okay to laugh in church. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that. It's okay. Give him a little hard time. That is another thing he poured into my life, is a good sense of humor, I'll tell you that. Anyway, but see, these things that are poured into our lives, the things that are poured into us, the reason I bring this up is because of all the things that my dad has instilled in me and poured into my life are what come out of me. I work hard all the time. No, not all the time. But I will work hard. Do I love passionately? I don't know any other way to love. If I love something, it's all in. That's just how I am. That's how I'm wired. Am I competitive? Oh, you bet. My dad always told me, you can beat anybody on any given day. I believe it. I've seen it. I've done it. So, yeah. That comes out of me sometimes. I've learned to control it a little bit because some people don't appreciate the competitive nature all the time. You know, it's like anytime my dad, hey, we're going to go golfing. You want to come golfing? I'm like, we're out there playing. It's like, are we keeping score? He'll ask me now. I'm like, what do you mean? I've been keeping score. Why? What? I didn't know we were out here for fun. I didn't know this was a walk. I thought we were out here. Let's go. Let's... That's how it is. It comes out of me. Family. My family is of the utmost importance to me. I stand by them. I fight for them. I cry with them. I laugh with them. It's my family. Someone was to give them problems. You got bigger problems. That's how I am. This is what was instilled in me, and I share this with you because I think about what God has poured into us, if he's even pouring into us. Because, see, understand, there's lots of things in this world. There's lots of things in social media and on TV and all over the place that are being thrown at you. Voices trying to pour into your life. Those things being poured in are going to be what we get out. And if we are not going to the Father to be filled, then what exactly is coming out? Because I'll tell you what, being a Christian, you represent Jesus. You represent God. I mean, that's where the name Christians comes from, right? Jesus Christ, Christians. Took me a long time to learn that, actually, just throwing that out there. But that's who we are. And if we are going to represent the name, we better get to know what it stands for. We better get to know what we're supposed to be doing. The same way that me as a Williamson, if I ever got in trouble, it always came up in the conversation. Always. You represent me when you go out there. You represent this last name. You're a Williamson. People are going to know that. There better be hard work behind that. There better be no problems behind that. See, that was what was expected. That's what was instilled and poured out into me. In the same way as Christians, what are we pouring out? And so I want to get to that this morning, that I'm going to share just one of the things that I think is supposed to be poured out into our lives. Because trust me, there is a whole lot in here that God is trying to pour into your life. And I'm sorry, I don't have the time to share all of it with you. Take a really long time. But understand, there's a whole lot, and we need to get to know it. We need to get to know it. Because to be filled by the Father, that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. I'm going to jump to Scripture now. in Matthew chapter 9. If you have a Bible, you could turn there if you want. If you do not have a Bible, there's Bibles in the pew racks below you or under your seat or something. If you don't own a Bible, you could take that one. Holy stealing. Go for it. Take it home. So in all of this, what is being poured out, understand we have a choice whether it actually fills us or not. Growing up with three older sisters, I'm very good at in one ear and out the other. Because there was a lot to listen to. A lot. But see, as a Christian coming to church, is that what we do? In one ear, out the other? I don't want that to be harsh or anything. Understand? I want it to be an encouragement that I hope that's not it. Let him pour into your life and let it be there so then you can go and pour out to other people. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." That little section right there is like a protein bar. They're small, but guess what? You just had your calories for the day. You just got fed. Because see, this is one of those moments where he's pouring into us. Do we realize it? Do we accept it? Do we understand it? See, we are to live by Jesus' example, the example he set for us, his path. Walk this earth and do what he does. Be the light, be the salt. This verse, these verses, talks about that. He went around and he preached the gospel. He met needs as they arose, afflictions and diseases. But there's some things I want to key in on. Verse 36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. He had compassion for them. Understand, his compassion wasn't just the feeling. It wasn't just, "Oh, I have compassion for them. Okay, I'm going to go home." No, he preached the gospel. He preached the gospel. He healed diseases. He healed affliction. It was compassion in action. Motivated by love. Love in action. Not just love. "Oh, I love you. See you later." This right here might sting a little bit. Thank goodness it's not my quote. It's somebody else's quote. I don't know who said it, but the number one lie told in church is, "I'll pray for you." I gotta recuperate. Love in action. Compassion in action. That is what changes everything. That is what changes everything. Our faith without action is meaningless. and our action without love is meaningless. There's a point in Scripture where it says you could have faith to have that mountain get up, move, and sit down, which I'll be honest with you, I've never seen that happen. If I did, I'd probably need to change my drawers. It'd be the most incredible thing I've ever seen. But it says if you do not have love, that is meaningless. Meaningless. See, it's love in action. The cross. The foundation of this all for you and me. The reason we're here. The reason we're set free. The reason that I can be a new person. I don't have to be the same Brock that I used to be. Thank the Lord. Because of his love in action. For God so loved the world, period. No, that's not how it goes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Action. Not just I love you, I'll see you later. Not just I'll pray for you, and I don't. Love in action. Compassion in action. Because it goes on and it talks about, and the way he describes it, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. My pops preached about that. Sorry, some people get upset when you don't call him pastor. Pastor Pops preached on that a couple Sundays ago, how sheep, how do they get lost from the herd is one clump of grass at a time. Their head's down, they're eating, they're just. And then the next thing you know, they're somewhere else, they're away from the flock. Is this not so true today? People are eating it up. They're eating out of this world's palm. Every news story, every political post, every job offer, all the money in the world, the new car. You're not beautiful unless. You're not healthy unless. You don't have worth unless. You're not a man unless. And they're just eating it up. Because they don't have the shepherd. They don't have the leader. They don't have the father in their sights. They're just going one clump of grass at a time away from the flock. What's it going to take? Compassion in action. Love in action. Who's going to do it? It's interesting because then it says Jesus turned to his disciples. Jesus turned to you and me. Me? That's what I would have done. I would have been like, you're talking to him, right? No, he turned to his disciples and he said, the harvest is plenty. There's so many lost people. There's so much brokenness. There's so much hurt. There's so much misguidance. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Let that not be me. Let me be one of the few. Let me be one of the few. Fill me up, God. Fill me up with compassion, with love. Pour that into me. Pour that into me, Father. Fill me up so that I can go, and what will come out of me is a really well-worded Facebook post, hopefully inspiring people to go and change the world. A really good political argument that's going to make somebody understand why abortion is wrong. A really great conversation with one of my friends where we both talk about the things we want to do, but we never do them. No. Fill me up with compassion and love so that I may see the world differently. So I may see someone who is lost and on the other side of the aisle and not see them as an enemy that I got to debate, but a lost sheep that needs love. That my heart would break. Because guess what? I grew up in the church. I grew up a pastor's kid. But guess what? There's a time in my life where I was a wandering sheep. Just because you go to church doesn't mean you're following the shepherd. It took people who had compassion and love to bring me back. It took somebody to leave the 99 and chase me down. Because see, it's interesting. Jesus went through all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues. He didn't do it on his own terms. He didn't say, oh, I'm not going in there. Nope, can't go in there. He didn't say, oh, they'll come to me. No, he went to them. I'm not saying get lost in darkness. I'm not saying go into this world and enjoy what they do so you can relate to them. No, 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 no. Don't you dare twist my words. But guess what? If you got to go into the darkness, the deepest valley, to go get somebody out of it, you best do it. Real love and real compassion. I've seen my father, my mentor, my pastor, and my dad. I've seen him go into bars to get somebody out because their family was concerned for them and they didn't know any better and they were too gone to get themselves out. Somebody sees it, a pastor walking into a bar? What in the world? And it goes around. Anyway, I won't get into that. He did it because he's filled with love and he's filled with compassion for people. And if it takes him going into the darkest depths to go help somebody, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Jesus did it. He met people where they were at. It wasn't just wait till they're clean. Remember, the church is not a refrigerator to keep the saints from spoiling. It's a hospital for the broken. It's a hospital for the broken, for the hurting. If I want to get smarter, I go to school. If I want to get in better shape, I go to the gym. If I'm hungry, I go to the fridge. If I'm sick, I go to the doctor. if my soul is broken and lost, I'm coming here to the Father. But see, there's people that don't know that. And it takes you. It takes me to be so filled with compassion and love that that's just what comes out of us. My Father instilled in me and poured into me for a majority of my life. And I'll tell you what, it was rarely a sit down, Brock, I'm going to pour into your life. It was after basketball games that I lost and I was frustrated. And we'd sit in this big black one-ton dually. And I would cry and I would vent. And he would talk to me. And he would share things with me. He met me where I was. He didn't belittle me. He didn't argue me. He didn't make me feel bad for crying over a basketball game. He didn't make me feel silly or stupid. He loved me. And I've seen him do it for people that weren't related to him. It's you're so filled with love and compassion that it's just what comes out. It's just what comes out. It's why we're here. It's why I go to the Father. It's why I come to God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God, because the love that this world offers cannot fill me. The things that this world offers and tries to band-aid and fix and mask and hide, it does just that. It doesn't help. It doesn't solve it. It doesn't meet the need. It doesn't fill the hole. I'm sure a lot of you can attest to that. I can attest to that. It's the Father's love that once it fills me, it's what comes out. It's what pours out. One last story I want to share as I close it up, wrap it up. And that's one thing my Father didn't pour into me was saying he was going to wrap it up and then go another couple of rounds. I'm wrapping it up. It was in the summer, and it was a terrible stormy night. Setting the scene for you. My dad gets a phone call that we got to rush somewhere. We got to go meet with some people, and it was a very difficult situation. It was a situation of heartbreak and loss. And I said to my dad, all right, I'm coming with you. And we got ready, we got in the truck, and I mean, you can't really see in front of you. It's raining so hard. And where we were going into the situation we were going into, as we're on our way there, I'm just like, I have no idea what I'm doing. These people are suffering a great, great loss. They are hurting. They are confused. They could be angry. They could be all sorts of things. Here comes Youth Director Brock. I had no idea how to handle that. So I asked my dad. I said, what do we do? We're driving there, but do we know what we're going to do? What can we do? And he gave me some etiquette things. I mean, you got to stay out of the ambulance's way and all these different things and so on and so forth. And at the end of it, after kind of the etiquette side of it, he just looked at me and he said, all you can do, Brock, is just show up and love people. That's all you got to do. And that stuck with me since then. Because there's situations I've found myself in where I don't know what to do. There's situations I've been in that I don't want to be there. But God's called me to something. Because Jesus turned to me and said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." And I wanted to be a laborer. So I went to God and I let Him pour into my life. So that when I find myself in those moments, it's what will come out of me. I encourage you to do the same. Compassion in action is what will change this world. Let us go and be proclaimers of that gospel. Let us live out love in action. Let us not miss a moment. Let us live it passionately to the fullest.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.